Am I doing this right? Who knows? It doesn't matter. This is just gonna sit in the drafts in my Anchor app for all eternity, because I'll never have the balls to post it. But what the hell? Hello, my name is Megan. Welcome to the Shit Show.
Now, if you've clicked onto this podcast or got lost somehow, found your way here, and you thinking that you might find some content that is anywhere close to David Dobrik, Jason Nash, or of our favorite single father, Alex Cooper, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you have most definitely come to the wrong place. I am not that funny, nor that attractive, but I do have a stellar personality. And I'm sure the smart thing would have been to type up some show notes or, hell, even a bullet point list on a sticky note of where I wanted to go. But nope. Not me. Don't know her. We're just rolling with this whole shit show vibe. I would imagine some backstory of how and why I'm here might be helpful. Sure. Let's do that. I am a New Orleans native that is currently freezing my ass off in Iowa, of all places. The literal land of corn and snow. It snowed in October. Dead ass. I almost died. I've been here for 3 years and want the hell out. I'm a recent full-stack web development graduate. 2020 has been an awesome year to graduate and look for a new career, let me tell you. So yeah, just a simple girl, probably in a hoodie, daily exerting her southern dominance over these unfortunate Midwesterners. One thing I can say with confidence is that I would like for this show to focus on the shit shows of life. Be that my own personal shit show, my friends and family who should probably remain nameless, or even historical figures. Maybe I'll have you guys write in. That would be a lot of fun. If all else fails, we can just focus on people from Florida. I can definitely and with confidence say that sharing the shit shows of humanity will be our North Star. Hopefully, it'll make us laugh, cry, and most importantly, make us feel better about our own shit. If you have somehow made it this far without giving yourself a self-induced lobotomy or bashing your head into a wall somewhere, just know that I'm grateful and that I probably wouldn't have gotten this far and that you are already a better person than I. Maybe I'll get better. Next time we'll actually have an actual shit show story to talk about. But yeah, subscribe. Find out, send it to someone. If they like constantly find themselves in shit shows, they're like, hey, this person also has shit shows. It's a great bonding experience. But that's all I have for today. Stay classy. See you assholes next time.